Okay, we don't have a Let's Go to the Movies today, but I wanted to recommend again that you watch the Rourke trilogy in combination with the interview that we did this week. And in fact, it wasn't a normal interview. We tried something. I asked Junius if he would be the host of a panel on Home and Square. I'm very concerned that Home and Square is the prototype for domestic rendition centers. If you're going to have to re-engineer state and local federal government, it makes a lot of sense that the feds would, one, want to take over the local cops, and two, have tools available to do domestic rendition. It would make re-engineering the budgets much easier, as would bringing in the guns. So that's why I continue to beat the drums that don't let them pull in the guns. Gun freedom is very, very important. And we certainly don't want domestic rendition centers. I mean, this really gets down to who's at the table, when you're going to re-engineer the finances, whether they're federal, state, or local, and whether laws are going to be respected or not. And I hate to say it, but I think it's very, very important that that sovereignty, individual sovereignty, be protected, and municipal sovereignty be protected. And we're going to have to do that. Force is going to be at play on both sides, and I think we're just going to have to respect that these are very serious risks. It was a great discussion. We had Cynthia McKinney join us, and among other things, Cynthia, I didn't expect it, but Cynthia talked at the end about how she is thinking seriously about running for Congress again, which I have to say would be remarkable and wonderful for all of us. And I will certainly call upon the Soleri readers and subscribers to help that in whatever way they can. If you haven't seen the video that I showed in both Secret Space Program presentations, that included Cynthia grilling Donald Rumsfeld about $2.3 trillion missing from the Department of Defense, it's a great classic. The Worker Trilogy is a series done by the BBC. The last two, it's three movies, the last two done in 2014. And it discusses sort of the evolution of the war on terror and the global rendition centers and the financing thereof, and sort of the corruption that grew up around that. And it's along with the Guardian story on Home and Square in Chicago. It's part of a real trend in the British media to hold the US accountable for the drift to totalitarianism. It's quite interesting. Anyway, so great interview with Junius and Cynthia McKinney, and let's just hope that Cynthia really does decide to run for Congress again.